now, research from DrinkAware reveals a culture shift in Ireland's drinking habits, and it's led by young adults. Research by DrinkAware shows 51% of 18 to 24-year-olds have already made positive changes to their drinking in the past 30 days, and a record 37% of Irish adults say they want to drink less, which is up from 5 years ago. Now, to talk about this research and more about Sober October, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Dervla O'Brien, who's the CEO of DrinkAware. Dervla, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I suppose my first question, your new research, it kind of shows a clear shift in how young adults are starting to view alcohol. Are you surprised with the findings?
No, we're seeing this trend kind of emerging over the past number of years. So in general, you know, across all adults, 37% of all adults say they'd like to drink less. But it tends to peak amongst the 18 to 24-year-olds, with 51% of them, as you said, having already made some changes in the last, say, 30 days in terms of their drinking. So, and the youth, and when I say youth, the 18 to 24-year-olds are very much a complex group when we look at them in terms of their drinking habits, because on the one hand, they're the group that absolutely want to drink less and are taking steps to do so. But yet they're also the group that when they do consume alcohol, they tend to binge drink more. Mm. So it is kind of complex and one that has to be balanced and watched. But we need to build on the positive, which is what we are trying to do here at DrinkAware, by encouraging moderation, people taking a step back. And that's why Sober October is great. Because it's a challenge that's non-judgmental and it's open to everyone. Regardless of your drinking habits, you don't have to have a difficulty with alcohol or an addiction or anything like it to embrace that challenge. And just take some time back for yourself to reflect rather than think of it as restricting. Give yourself and your body a break and start to see the benefits of taking a few weeks off.
Of course. And it's not really a long time to go without alcohol, 30 days. So it's very worthwhile.
It really isn't. Yeah, it really isn't. And yet it's long enough that you will start to see the benefits. You know, when you give yourself that few weeks at a consistent run, your skin will start to look better. You'll start to feel better. You'll start to sleep better. It's choosing a better life for yourself and taking back a bit of control over your own habits and seeing, you know, is it easy for you to do that or is it not easy? And if it's not easy, maybe have a look at that. But the benefits and the positive impacts are pretty immediate. And, you know, even after, say, 4 weeks, imagine the body is amazing. After 4 weeks, your liver has begun to repair itself. Mm. It's quite phenomenal. So it's a nice chunk of time. And it's not too late to start if you haven't done so already. Even giving it 3 weeks is wonderful.
Yeah. And I suppose for anyone who's joining us and they might question what is Sober October, I suppose it's very self-explanatory. No drinking for the entire month of October, and people might look at that and be like, oh, sure, I enjoy my tipple on a Saturday evening. It helps me de-stress after a long week. Why would you suggest them to maybe give it a try?
Look, it's a very much a personal thing, but I mean, lots of people are thinking, you know, alcohol maybe not serving them the way that maybe it did, or, you know, we like to see people making those choices for positive reasons. Mm-hmm. As much as anything, you know, that they want to get the best out of life. And really the desire to drink less is ultimately a desire for better, you know, for better energy, better sleep, better relationships, just all around better self. So, and I think that momentum is there amongst the public. People are looking for a better quality of life. And this is one way to do it, an experiment, you know. It's not something that people are committing to for forever. And that's the beauty of it. And you know what? Even if you didn't do it for the full month, to do it even for a few days longer than you normally would is a positive thing. So I've never come across anybody who's regretted doing a Sober October or a short stint at giving up alcohol or cutting back. And it's a very interesting, as I say, experiment to try for yourself.
Of course. And I suppose based on your research as well, which I suppose is pretty unique, and nearly half the respondents say they embrace a sober night out. And there's, I suppose, this term going around now. Do they call it sober curious? People going on nights out and not drinking. So it's starting to become more common, not only in October.
It really is starting to become more common, and we'd like to see it become even more so, whereby, it is more common, but at the same time, people still feel pressure to conform. And we're certainly seeing that amongst the younger cohort, as you can expect. So it is, you know, and I suppose the ability to go to places where alcohol isn't the be-all and end-all is thankfully on the rise. It's not where we would like it to be, but it's certainly increasing. And then I suppose the options for people to somewhat mask that they're not drinking through maybe choosing a 0.0 alcohol or a no alcohol, that can help young people navigate situations where they want to take, you know, a break, but they don't want to have unending questions about what's wrong with you, why are you not drinking type thing. So that can prove pretty helpful as well. And I suppose once people are equipped with the knowledge of and the benefits of taking that break, we also want to continue to provide practical and relatable ways for them to take action. So that's why we introduced and we've just started a new podcast called Here's to Change. And what that is doing is helping people recognize their own motivations for drinking, you know, and offering small positive steps towards healthier habits. You know, that we're talking to people from real lived experiences, honest people sharing where they were at with alcohol and the changes they made and the difference it made. And it's just, it's very, very relaxed and enjoyable and relatable. And we've got some great experts on there as well. Dr. Brian Penny, many of you will have heard of him or come across him. He had a program on RTE, Hooked. And he's a neuroscientist, so he speaks both from the science and the personal experience. And then we have, you know, hip-hop artist Nilo, also speaking of his experience of alcohol and then the benefits he's seen in his life from cutting back. And we're not telling people what to do. This isn't a, you know, a nanny state telling people you shouldn't drink. It's really just giving people, you know, a chance to look at other options and to just reflect and just think about what they're doing.
Of course. And I suppose that's the reason behind the podcast. It's about that education and I suppose inspiration side of things as well. And to hear it from people that they would know of and love, I suppose.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, when you start to do something like this for yourself or take a challenge, it's really, really helpful to watch videos, YouTube videos, Instagram. There's just a plethora of them where you're seeing other people who have done it and the benefits. And also what I would say is if you're doing something like this, take a video diary of yourself. Nobody else has to see it. But if you even just video yourself daily or even weekly, you will see a really big improvement, even in terms of how you look and how you feel, the mental clarity, the energy, the better sleep, all of that will show. And that becomes in itself very encouraging to keep going and to keep doing it.
Yeah, of course. And we've got a text in here about, from somebody about Sober October, and they're kind of suggesting for them, if they were to do it, it's more of a, not a social thing, but for financial reasons. And I suppose it's a very good point as well, because that's another side of it. If you are to stay, you know, sober for a couple
Absolutely.
Of weeks.
Absolutely. And like to add positive things in. So if you think about all the, you know, the money you've saved from maybe not socializing like you were and using that to treat yourself, you know, or to do something positive for yourself or put it towards a trip or, you know, and not just about cutting out, it's about adding positive things into your life. So, you know, replacing that drink that you would have had at 7 o'clock, maybe with a class that you're now doing or a walk with a friend and taking the dog or whatever it is, but adding things as much as taking away, because it is a positive thing.
Yeah, of course. And I suppose, do you think, you kind of touched upon it earlier, do you think the nation's relationship with alcohol is kind of fundamentally changing, or are we still at the early stages of that shift?
It's evolving and it's mixed. So on the one hand, you know, national consumption figures will tell you that our consumption as a nation has reduced over years, but there are harmful patterns that still exist. So binge drinking certainly hasn't gone away. You know, it was 1 in 5 people in 2020, and it's still 1 in 4 in 2025. So those kind of things have to be watched. So whilst on the one hand you're seeing more people deciding not to drink, of those who are drinking, you're still seeing some very harmful binge drinking patterns. So it's alcohol is complex, you know, and so it's never just a black and white picture, and it tends to evolve and change and move around in terms of cohorts. But we've got to build on the positive. What we want to do is to make moderation normal, not the exception. And if we can get to that place even, you know, all of that is positive.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I suppose, unfortunately, we're almost out of time, Dervla, but for somebody considering joining Sober October for the first time, what would your advice be on getting started and staying motivated?
What I'd say is just set some goals for yourself. You know, what you'd like to get out of the month. It'd be to lose a few pounds, some people want to do, get a little bit fitter, save a few quid, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Set some goals for yourself. Keep a journal or, as I say, a video diary. Take photos of yourself to encourage yourself. Watch other people's stories. Listen to other people's stories. Follow them on YouTube. It's very, very motivating when you see the benefits. Just track and kind of check in with other people who are doing this kind of thing, like if there's a group online or join communities who are taking part, that type of thing, for the bit of support. Tell people you're doing it, because you'll be amazed at how much people will in doing it. So just kind of plan it out a bit, set goals for yourself and track your progress. It's all very encouraging.
That's all very good advice. And finally, Dervla, before I let you go, here's the Change podcast. Where can we listen to it?
Anywhere you get your podcast. So be that Spotify, Apple, across Acast, it's wherever you get your podcast. It's called Here's to Change. We'd love people to listen to it. It's really relatable. It's not, you know, telling people what to do or anything like that. It's just real people with real stories.
I suppose it's that guide with you along, a conversation piece, a bit of company on the way, and it's out weekly, isn't it?
Exactly. It's out actually bi-weekly. So there's 6 episodes in this first series, and we'll do some more next year.
Lovely. That's great, Dervla. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Pleasure.
That's Dervla O'Brien, CEO of Drinkaware, talking about Sober October and the Here's to Change podcast.